Now this is a dictation for Daniel Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, August 1765, addressed as a letter to Dr. Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S, 629-8145, and also Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y, 956-9165. Dear colleagues, follow up Mr. Stahl with progressive versus acute and chronic renal failure, some of these related to exposure to immunotherapy. For metastatic renal cell cancer, clear cell renal cancer, since the last visit a month ago, has lost few pounds, paying attention to diet, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, trying to be more physically active, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, volume stable, doing physical therapy for complications of Guillain-Barré. He says has recovered at least 70%, close to normal. Still significant, still limitations, upper extremities, worse than lower extremities, no falling episode, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, blood pressure at home apparently in the 130s, 150s, medication list review. I want to highlight the losartan, HCTC, Coric, doxazosin, Norvasc, immunotherapy on hold, anticoagulation Eliquis, vitamin D125, cholesterol management. Next paragraph, blood pressure by myself, left-sided 122.76. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no major arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, minor edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, March. Creatinine 3.6, has not returned to baseline. Anemia 12.5, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium potassium acid base, low albumin, does have nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium, normal low, phosphorus not elevated, normal magnesium, next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic renal failure, and new onset recurrent nephrotic syndrome after exposure to immunotherapy for metastatic clear cell renal cancer. Serology completely negative. We have not done a biopsy and is not needed. Blood pressure well controlled, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We are monitoring chemistries to assess stability or potential preparing for dialysis. I have discussed with him about the meaning of advanced renal failure and different options from no dialysis, in-center dialysis, home dialysis, the need for an AV fistula. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. Immunotherapy is associated to renal failure, hypertension, as well as nephrotic syndrome. The few biopsies that has been done, there has been abnormalities on the podocyte, P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E. They usually reverse over time. Implications is that we should try to avoid these medications. The concern, of course, is what medications are left that can be used to help with his metastatic renal cancer. In the meantime, we will continue pressing regimens. There has been no need for EPO treatment. He has been treated for secondary hyperparathyroidism with vitamin D125. We'd like to see him back on the next few months or early as needed. Encourage him to do chemistries in a monthly basis and of dictation.